I've been to space before, and I want to say that Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk ain't never really been to space. Now, I know that sounds crazy as hell, but for $80 and a legit Kinect, I just shan't spending millions of dollars to only touch the atmosphere, to me seem boring as hell. Like, I have $12 billion and was that bored where I'm like, hey, I'ma spend some money on space. And this is weird as hell because the Fed spend the money on space gear but ain't going to space like y'all think they is. I like psychedelics and no, not the hard shit. You know, not the shit white people do. It's the shit black people do, you know, that I do. Weed, food, fucking DMT, yeah, that kind of shit. And all those things sent me to space. Sent me right the fuck to space. Yeah, I've been on Mars, and I'm going to say right now, it's cool. Venus is way better than Earth, and Mercury is the roller coaster of the galaxy because it's fast as hell. There's a lot of fog-like material and rocks, but also some beautiful shit. Like Saturn is, it's a beautiful planet. Pluto is dark and deep. I mean, shit. I was the first nigga in space. Just being black with my lace front and my astronaut suit floating around, got my rocket shit, and feeling very light, peaceful, and in heaven. For once, I was like, fuck planet Earth, this whack ass planet, and all these weird ass beings and shit. I mean, on all these other planets, there were beings too, you know? But they weren't people. They were just whatever they were. And they were peaceful and they had insightful ways. I want to say personality, but they're not people. So I want to talk about being happy and how happiness is the purest form of currency. People be so mad when they happy, when they see happy people, you know, just living their lives. Like, bitch, didn't we just get through a pandemic that was totally going to wipe out the human population? Seriously, I'm glad that did not happen. I'm just so glad that didn't happen. I'm glad the worst didn't happen like I thought it was. I mean, it did happen, but it wasn't like, yeah, it was catastrophic, but it wasn't like an astronaut, you know, coming down, hitting something and then the whole earth just went boom. You know, it wasn't like that. Seriously, I'm glad that didn't happen. And I'm glad that I never caught the anthrax either. And when I say anthrax, I mean COVID-19 for the politically correct police in the back. Because, you know, everybody get offended nowadays. And to those that get offended easily, just understand people die every day. You'll be all right. You ain't dead yet. So save your offendedness for some happiness, peace, and laughter and shit. So yeah, back to the bullshit. Happiness is a beautiful thing and people need to know what happiness is so you can be happy and not ruin your fucking life. Rule number one, don't give a shit about what people think. Yeah, because What you got to understand is that there's this disease amongst people that is incurable and unfixable, and that disease is called stupid. Just simply put, stupid. As a person, you got to accept that shit and walk with your head up high. Like, for example, a motherfucker will have an immune compromised system, coughing and sneezing every day of their lives, teeth missing and underweight or overweight, smoking cigarettes, and will walk around with no mask on, always broke as hell, try to have sex with you, knowing damn well he dumb as hell. Yeah. Stupid people got no intelligence. But they have all the audacity and the confidence. Only two things they possess. So yeah, fuck them. Don't give a shit. Number two, you gotta have control over your attitude and your perspective. Yeah, you gotta have control over that shit. You cannot let somebody's opinions and what people think change you. What you can do is learn from those perspectives, take that advice, dissect it, use your intuition, and go on. So I repeat, your attitude and your perspective is what you have control over. So that means if somebody try to do you harm, it's best to study your enemy and don't react to the bullshit. People are so unhappy that they'll try to bring you down because they down. And don't be afraid to walk away from conflict. Don't be afraid to throw them deuces up and not react in violence or in verbally how they would think that you should act. Sometimes you just gotta peep shit and allow that shit to happen to you to show you who people really are. This leads me to number 3. Trust people for who they are and what they show you. If someone shows you something or shows you who they are and you get butterflies in your stomach, and I'm not talking about the loved ones, I'm talking about that, oh shit, I'm uncomfortable and this don't feel right kind. Yeah, that kind, like, oh shit, I might shit on myself if I don't hurry up and get the fuck out of here. Yeah, that type. Yeah, that feeling ain't lying to you. It's not a lie. Believe that shit. Believe what you hear. Believe what you see. And don't react or be upset or mad because you had no high or low expectations of people in the first place. And last one, but not the motherfucking least, love your motherfucking self, flaws and alls, honey. Yeah, everyone got a superpower. Everyone is attractive and sexy and magical to someone. Eat good, have sex, get motherfucking lit, and work your ass off. Mm-hmm. Work your ass off. And get your motherfucking money. Stay out of the way. And mind your neck. Yeah, gotta mind your neck. Because people... You know, I know I be walking around and I be looking cute and shit. And it's crazy. People be trying to figure me out. Because I'm cute. And I'm smart. And I'm odd. You never know what I'm about to do. You never know what I'm really into. One thing about me, I be in a cut. So... I had went to space, y'all. We're going to go back because I had went to space. And, you know, I was chilling with these beings, man. I was chilling with these beings. They were not people. They weren't people at all. They were just, you know, things. Now, every planet that I traveled to, they didn't have beings on them. Like, there was some planets, like, you really couldn't go too far on. Because if you did, you know, you'd be like, oh, shit. Yeah, there was a few planets I couldn't really touch. Like, for example, people think that you can touch, I think it's Neptune or some shit. And a lot of these planets are gas planets. So you're just going through them. If you're going through an atmosphere, sometimes it changes your breath. So, you know, you have to alternate your astronaut suit a little bit and alternate the oxygen area. Yeah, it's like in the back of the astronaut suit. And of course, you got this like this big, huge, heavy machinery back there, which of course is supposed to filter the air, whatever gases that it filters through to convert it into vapor so it could turn into water, or so it could turn into like a water for it to be converted into oxygen, right? And yeah, some of these planets I kept having to alternate it to. I couldn't get too far because I realized like my breathing was becoming a little heavy, you know what I'm saying? So, but the planets I was able to get on for sure was Saturn. Saturn is a gas planet with like some form of solid, like it's that kind of planet, you know what I'm saying? I was able to, you know, dibble and dabble a little bit. Then I was definitely able to touch Mars. Mars is hard. Mars is nice. Mars got a little Earth-like feel to it. I found a few beings on Mars, and wasn't too many people, but you know, or too many beings. It was, they were there, and they were cool. There was little communities, you know. They had families. But they had their own community, and they didn't depend off of big corporations and big entities, and they didn't trade money. There wasn't currency. Like, it was goods. It was exchange of goods. They all depended on each other for things. And it was not an issue because that was, you know, dependent upon their survival. You know that saying, it takes a village? That was really what it was. And they weren't people. They were not people. Yeah. Take that, Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk, with your motherfucking ash, with your damn rockets and your goddamn millions of billions of dollars of subsidies that you're taking from taxpayers every day. Every day. And you claim you went to space when no the fuck you didn't. You just went and touched the last atmosphere of the Earth, and that was the fuck it. And you brought your scary ass the fuck back to damn Earth. The fuck? And you think you hard. Let me tell you something. Yeah, money talks. Money fucking talks. Money talks. Also, that's, you know, of course, that's the way, right? Money talks. But what's the point of having $12 billion to fucking go to space when you ain't never been to space ever in your fucking life? You just wanted to take it to atmosphere and shit. You wanted to just brag and be braggadocious. And that's what the fuck all these, it's crazy to have money and be fucking miserable. It's weird. I'm not even a motherfucking millionaire. Okay? And I've been to space. I've been the fuck to space. Okay? I'm the first nigga in space. Ever. Being documented right here. Mm-hmm. Don't kill the messenger. The first nigga in space. Like, first off, okay, these motherfuckers, they need therapy, okay? They need somebody to truly, really fucking talk to, okay? They need therapy. They need somebody to fucking talk to, okay? And not only that, too, but they taking over all these motherfucking companies and shit with taxpayer dollars, and they don't even know what the fuck to do with the shit themselves. They just spending it on the fuck whatever. And having all the audacity. And doing this all to prove what point? To prove whose dick is bigger? Is this is what it's all about? Just to prove whose dick is just really big? Or who can shit the most? Or who can get fat the most? I don't understand. Everybody is in competition with each other when it just should be, everybody should just be getting money and minding their motherfucking business. Let me tell you something. I don't give a fuck about what a person got to say about me. I don't give a damn. Because I know a whole lot of things. But one thing for sure, what people say about me don't pay my goddamn bills. It don't pay my damn bills. It don't put food in my fridge. It don't keep me away from being homeless or nothing. It don't do shit. Another thing people got to understand too is that you'll be your worst enemy. You will be your worst enemy. Your own self can be your own worst enemy if you allow it. And it'd be funny because people be wanting to have people be in competition with them. You ever come across a person who, you know, they ain't really got no competition. They ain't really out here doing nothing, but they want people to have beef with them so damn bad. It's a weird, crazy form of attention. seeking. It's odd. Let me tell you something. I don't want nobody to have no beef with me. I don't want no beef with nobody. I don't want none of that. I'm too busy in a rocket ship. I'm too busy with an astronaut suit on. I don't want nobody to have no beef with me. Well, you know, you want to know what I want to do? You know what I want to do? I want to eat, chill, make my bread, bust nut, and go to space. That's the fuck it. I don't want to harm nobody. Because why do that? One, it's a waste of time. It's a waste of energy. And two, I be needing my fellow people. I be needing somebody sometimes. I can't be the only nigga in space. I don't want to be the only nigga in space. I ain't really even want to be the first nigga in space. But shit, somebody had to do it for the team. Yeah, man, you gotta live your motherfucking life, and you gotta take care of yourself too. Health is wealth, y'all. Health is motherfucking wealth. I tell you that much. Health is motherfucking wealth. You gotta take care of yourself. Yeah, you gotta eat right. You don't want to be overweight or underweight. You just want to have a nice, good amount of weight that can keep you warm in the winter. So when you gotta hunt for freaking fish and cows in the dead heat of the winter, when it's mad snowing and it's goddamn cold, you can be able to do that. Not only that, you want to be able to be mobile for the rest of your life if you can help it. You want to be mobile. You want to be able to walk and run and do shit. If you could do that for the rest of your life, that is the most great, that's the greatest freedom in the world, is to have your mobility. It's a beautiful thing, you know? It's a very, very, very beautiful thing. Yeah, you gotta eat right. You want your teeth. You want to still be able to eat forever, right? You want your teeth, you want your stomach, you want your gut, you know, you still want your intuition. You know, you got to take care of yourself. Got to take care of yourself. You got to eat right. Got to treat your body right. You got to love your body first. And you have to love yourself first. You have to love yourself first. You cannot love anybody else on this planet. I don't care. Argue with your mommy and your daddy and your bald-headed granny. Don't argue with me. Okay? Listen, you got to take care of your motherfucking self. The last thing you want to be doing is shitting on yourself in a damn diaper. That's what the fuck you don't want to be doing. You don't want to be doing that. And try to get somebody to do that shit for $15, okay? Have it done every 2 hours. Yeah, that's not a way to live. It's not a way to fucking live. Yeah, you gotta live your motherfucking life, and you gotta take care of yourself. You gotta be happy. You gotta love yourself. You gotta love on yourself. You gotta fuck on yourself. Yeah, you can't be dependent on somebody to fuck on you. You gotta fuck on you, okay? Yeah, you gotta, yeah, I said it. You gotta fuck on you. Mm-hmm. You gotta make sure you tell yourself, yeah, you the shit. You the motherfucking shit. Yeah, you the bomb, baby. Yeah, you gotta tell your motherfucking self that shit. You gotta tell yourself that. And you gotta listen to your intuition, for sure. You gotta listen to your intuition. If you getting butterflies and you getting a bad feeling about something, I promise you, it ain't lying to you. React on that. React on that, okay? Your intuition ain't gonna lie to you. That gut feeling, that second thought, sometimes that second thought, that whole, maybe this ain't it, or hold up, something don't feel right. Trust me. When you realize that something don't feel right, I promise you, that is that is the truth. It's not lying to you. Follow that. Don't be afraid to use discernment. Don't be afraid to step back and pull back a little bit. Don't be afraid to let go. Don't be afraid to let go. People don't like it when you let go. You know, people. That's a controversial thing. No, it's not a controversial thing. It's shit that has to happen, because if you don't fucking let go and you keep holding on to something, you're going to die trying to hold on to something you could have saved your life and let it the fuck go. So yeah, you got to love on your motherfucking self, flaws and alls. Flaw and all, baby. Yeah, everybody have a superpower. Everybody has a superpower. And understand too, you are attractive to someone out there. This all goes back to what I'm saying, you know, fuck everybody. Just understand, you the shit to someone out there. There's 8 billion people on this motherfucking planet. I'm telling you right now, there was 100,000 people standing right there and you walking all through them. I'm pretty sure you're going to at least get one. Mm-hmm. Understand. Understand that. You got to find the power in yourself. You got to recognize the beauty in yourself. And I'm telling you, it's hard. It's hard sometimes. It's hard. But don't give up. Always strive. Always work hard to find that beauty and that power within yourself. It's hard to show up every day. It's hard to wake up every day. It's hard to put on a smile every day. It's hard to look people in their eyes every day. Trying to keep it together, knowing that I'm breaking, I'm crumbling. I feel the weight on my shoulders. I feel the weight on my back. It's hard. But it's okay. It's okay. That's our body telling us it's time to rest and recover. That's letting you know your body needs help. That is its call for help. That's its 911. And it's okay to find somebody to help you. It's okay to ask for help. Even if you got to ask yourself, it's okay to accept that you need help. Don't give up on yourself. When you fall, yeah, you'll fall. You'll fall on your ass. You'll fall on your knees. You'll fall on your arms. You'll fall on your elbows. But when you fall, you get the fuck back up. When you get hit, you eat that hit. And you bounce back like a sling binky, like a beam slinky. You know, one of them little things that, I don't know if it's like a soft metal or something, but you flex it. And it'll bend back just a little bit, but it'll come right back up. Yeah. Like that. Understand that you are a diamond. You get beautiful under pressure. It's that pressure that builds you up. Every time you feel it, you keep building a resistance that keeps piling on the resistance. You keep rising and rising. That's how pressure is. That's what makes a diamond. You that. That's one thing I had to realize. I had to realize in my life, I'm the motherfucking shit. I, look. There was shit that made me cry, made me fall, made me just think I was a bad motherfucking person. Even made me not just want to wake up. But against all of that, the rejection, the doubts, the fear, I get up every day and I show up. Not for the community that I serve, not for the people that I serve, not for the ones that I'm around, but I get up and I show up for my motherfucking self, because at the end of the day, that's the only thing I got against me most times is my motherfucking self. And I'm fighting that self every day. Like, look, bitch, you got me fucked up. If you think I ain't gonna get up and get this motherfucking money and shit on the world and be motherfucking happy and live my motherfucking life and celebrate my goddamn wins and understand that the L's that I have and the L's that I take ain't losses, they lessons. I want for everybody to go to space. You can go to space. Everybody can go to space. I'm glad that I was able to be the first nigga to go to space and take one for the team and the world. We can all go to space. We can all leave planet Earth and find a place that will accept us. But it all starts with you believing that you can go to space, and you have to believe in it and trust that. And fuck trying to keep up with the Joneses, because we ain't them and we don't know who the fuck they is. The internet is fake. Don't be competing with these Barbies and Kens out here, because ain't shit out here. You know, ain't shit out here. Shit out here is motherfucking real. And everyone is just trying to be happy. So make yourself a motherfucking astronaut suit, build that rocket, and take the fuck off. Because you can't be happy. Because you can be happy on this earth. You can be happy on this earth amongst the evil and the chaos. And to Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk, y'all some boring ass nerds. Stop spending your money on dumb shit. True on a motherfucking shroom and find a clue. And with that being said, I'm Dream Nicole. Don't kill the messenger. It's good. It's been good on real, y'all. I see y'all the next time. You heard?